Hello and welcome to episodio 10, episode 10 of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Craig. How are you?
I'm full of Christmas spirit. I'm fantastically excited about Christmas. What are you doing this year?
Well, I'm going to visit my mum in Ireland. It'll be cold there. It may even snow. Never snows in Valencia, listeners. That's a pity. I love snow. Do you?
I do. I like white Christmases. Are you? Do you have a family Christmas then, usually?
Yes. It'd be me, my brothers and sister, my mum, and the turkey, of course. You have to have the turkey.
You have to have your turkey and your cranberry sauce and your stuffing. Oh, yes. Does your mum do the cooking?
She does, and she makes her own cranberry sauce, by the way. Do you remember in the last lesson I asked for a recipe for dulce de leche?
Yes.
If someone sends me one, I'm still waiting, I'm very patient. I'm still waiting. I might send you my mum's homemade cranberry sauce recipe. It's the best cranberry sauce you ever tried.
Well,
we'll do a swap. But first, I want a dulce de leche recipe.
From all the way from Argentina. Yeah. We have a question this week from Mara from Valencia. And Mara asks, what's the difference between other and another? I think you're going to explain that, aren't you, in your grammar section. So over to you.
Okie dokie. So here we are with another grammar section. Another, tricky words. Another, other, and indeed others. Three words which are often confused.
Other, another, others.
Others, yeah. So this is episode 10. It's another episode of Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig.
Oh no.
There are 9 other episodes. That's a lot. 9 others. And here we are doing yet another. Listeners, have you noticed there that I said another episode? I said 9 other episodes.
I said
9 others.
I can start to see.
So these words are similar, but they're not all the same. Let's go back to what I said. Here we are doing another episode of Aprender Inglés. Another episode. The word another can go with a countable noun. 1 episode, 2 episodes, 3 episodes. This is episode 10. Another plus a countable noun.
Can I have another beer?
Another beer. Otra cerveza. Another episode. Otro episodio. I also said there are 9 other episodes. So don't confuse another episode, that's singular, otro episodio, with 9 other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
9 episodios más. O 9 otros episodios. So the word other can go with a plural countable noun. Another is always with singular countable. Think about it. Another. It's got to be singular, right? But other episodes, other plus a plural countable noun. Other episodes.
So when do you use others?
Aha. So I said there are 9 other episodes, and then I said, that's a lot. 9 others. 9 others with S at the end. Because I didn't add the countable plural noun episodes, but it's understood. 9 others. So if I don't use a noun, then I can make the word others plural without any noun. 9 others equals 9 other episodes.
So, for example, if you ask me if these books come in different colours, and I say, well, yes, there's red, there's black, there's orange, and then you could say, are there others?
Are there others?
So I understand the question is, are there other colours?
Yes, both are possible. Are there others equals are there other colours? So others goes with no noun, whereas other goes with a noun. Other plus a plural countable noun, other colours. Or another can go with a singular noun.
Would you like another cup of tea?
I will, after the podcast, thanks. But I have a little bit more to say about that.
Another cup of tea.
You can also use the word other with uncountable nouns. For example, Craig, you do the mansión inglés, right? But you also do other work, don't you?
I do. I teach in a school.
Okay.
I have another job.
Aha. Craig does other work. As Craig explained very well in the last episode, that's episode 9, the word work is uncountable.
Mm-hmm.
Uncountable. So I said, Craig also does other work. I cannot say another note, because work is uncountable.
I see.
Craig does other work. So you can use other with an uncountable noun.
I see.
So we say Craig does other work, or Craig does other jobs. Jobs is countable plural. It can also go with other.
I see.
So other can go with a countable plural, or other can go with an uncountable.
Mm-hmm. That's very clear. Do you have other examples?
Yes.
That wasn't a serious question. I just wanted to use the word other.
Yes, I do have other examples.
Do you have any other examples?
Yes.
Or another example?
Yes, indeed I do. You know, we've started up now the possibility, I hope, of exchanging my mum's homemade cranberry recipe for dulce de leche porteño.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for that accent to any Argentinian listeners. I know it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Okay, but the dulce de leche recipe. Well, you know, Craig and I, we both enjoy good food. So if there are any other recipes, please send them in. We'd be only too happy. But one condition, they must be in English. They must be in English. Mm-hmm. Good practice for you. So send in others. If you've got another recipe, send it in, please.
And you can send them in by email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es.
Craig, is that the only way to contact you, or is there another way?
At the moment, we're working on a system in the new year where you can send sound files through the web. But if you want to send us an MP3 file with a question or a comment or a recipe, you can just record your voice on your computer and send the MP3 file as an attachment, ajuntado, to the email, and send it to mansionteachers@yahoo.es.
Okay, Craig. We better get on, because we have other material to cover.
We have another session. We have another section. And the next section is the vocabulary corner. And because it's Christmas, or nearly Christmas, I thought we could look at some Christmas words and Christmas vocabulary. For example, Reza, December the 24th. What do you call December the 24th in English?
In English, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. So you will be in Ireland with your family on Christmas Eve?
Indeed I will, yes.
And I guess, you will also be there on December the 25th, which is, of course,
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Now, listeners may not know the word for the 26th of December in English. 26th of December es un día festivo in Gran Bretaña, and it's called
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
Craig, let me tell you something that you may not have heard before. There's no reason that you would have. Boxing Day, 26th of December. However, in the Republic of Ireland, officially, the 26th of December is known as St. Stephen's Day.
I heard that, St. Stephen.
St. Stephen's Day. There, it's also a holiday, but it's called St. Stephen's Day in the Republic of Ireland.
Is the 26th of December a holiday in Spain?
I don't know. It's certainly not a big deal. O sea, no es gran cosa. It's not a big deal. But
it isn't a national holiday, is it?
Don't think it is.
Only if it falls on a weekend. Es el cae en fin de semana.
Whereas in the UK and Ireland, it's always a public holiday.
That's right. Do you know why it's called Boxing Day? There are a couple of theories.
Do people punch each other?
That's the first theory. It's, when I always thought it was because they had boxing matches. It's a big day of sports in the UK. You have football matches, horse racing, I think. Yeah. And but no, that's not the... I don't think that's the origin. I think it's because they... Rich people used to give their servants a present to appreciate their help during the year, and especially to appreciate the work they did over Christmas during the Christmas period. So they gave them a box of maybe food or a box as a gift, as a present on the day after Christmas, on Boxing Day. So that's one explanation.
Okay, I hadn't heard that, but I had heard another explanation. I had heard that it may be because on the 26th of December, when people were feeling all Christmassy, if you add a Y to the end of Christmas, Christmassy is like sentido or sensación de Navidad, Christmassy, that people and church would put money in the collection box.
I heard that.
Boxing Day collection box.
I heard that too. So yeah, it could be that also. Yeah. January the 1st of January is called
New Year's Day,
and the 31st of December, the day before New Year's Day, is called...
I would call it New Year's Eve. But Craig, you know my mum's a bit odd. I've told you, the listeners now, they're getting a picture of how odd she can be.
How strange. Odd means strange. How
odd,
peculiar.
Strange. Rara. She's old school. Es vieja escuela. And like some people in Ireland, and I believe some people in Scotland as well, my mum insists on calling the 31st of December Old Year's Night.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard that before.
It's quite common in Ireland amongst older people. It's an old-fashioned way of saying New Year's Eve, Old Year's Night.
Well, that's interesting because, of course, in Spain, it's Noche Vieja.
Exactly. It's more like Spanish, isn't it?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you say to somebody at Christmas in English if you want to say Feliz Fiesta?
Felices fiestas. Well, you could say Merry Christmas, or you could say, if you don't want to mention Christmas because they might not be religious, you could say something like Season's Greetings.
Season's Greetings. Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Is very politically correct. Yeah. Or Happy Christmas. Just Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, and how do you say Feliz Navidad y Prospero Año Nuevo?
Happy Christmas or Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year or a Prosperous New Year.
Happy New Year to you and a Merry, Merry Christmas. Be careful with Merry because I had a couple of emails last week, wishing us at La Mansión de Inglés Merry Christmas, spelled M-A-R-R-Y.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So it's not Merry, it's Merry, M-E-R-R-Y.
Hold on, was it M-A-R-Y or M-A-R-R-Y?
It was M-A-R-R-Y.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And if it was one R, it would be Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
Whoever she is.
And finally, when you drink at Christmas and when you have a glass of beer or a glass of champagne or wine and you do this, and you touch your glass with another glass, you say salud in Spanish or
cheers.
Cheers. So that's another useful expression. If you're drinking with English people or Irish people, say cheers.
Well, with Irish people, you might say sláinte. Many of us do.
Sláinte.
Sláinte, which is Irish.
In Gaelic.
Yes.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Moving on to our phrasal verb of the episode. What's our phrasal verb this week?
Our phrasal verb this week, Craig? What's it going to be at Christmas? It's wrap up. Wrap up. Of course it is.
Not like rap, as in like music, Eminem, and
as in
rapping.
Yo, man, I'm the teacher of the season.
I'm rapping.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Christmas rapping.
Let's cut that out. We're clearly not rappers of that sense, are we, listeners?
No, we're too white.
But we are Christmas rappers. We're Christmas rappers in the sense that we put paper around presents. Yes.
Yeah.
So a very common meaning, and for Christmas is really important. To wrap up a present means to put wrapping paper, papel para envolver, around the present. So empaquetar.
Have you wrapped up your presents yet for your family?
Not yet, Craig. I'm a last minute man. I normally do mine on Christmas Eve.
Have you bought them yet?
I have, actually. I've bought a couple of things, but I don't want to say it, because who knows? My mum might even be listening to this.
Your mum might be listening.
She might.
You don't want to, no spoilers.
I don't want to know what I bought.
Don't give anything away.
Yeah. But yes, I have, but I haven't wrapped it yet. Another meaning of wrap up, though, which is not necessarily Christmassy, is to wrap up a deal. To wrap up a deal. To complete. Imagine we said, for example, two businessmen, the buyer and the seller negotiated until eventually they agreed. So they wrapped up the deal. Mm-hmm. They agreed the price, they wrapped up the deal, they completed it. It was finished.
Let's wrap this up.
So it has that meaning. Or just generally to conclude. For example, this podcast is the last one for 2013. It wraps it up for 2013.
It wraps up the year.
It wraps up the year. It ends it, it completes it, it concludes it. For the year, listeners, hey, don't cry. The next one will be in 2014. There will be more. And we should all relax at the holiday time, the festive season. Let's not get too wrapped up in work, Craig. Let you and I just forget about the podcast for a couple of weeks. Yeah. Let's not get too absorbed, obsessed. For a week or two, we need to forget about our English teaching work. Let's not get totally wrapped up in our work. Wrapped up, absorbed.
Involved,
obsessed. You don't want to be wrapped up in things.
But you can't say we should unwrap. Not to relax.
To unwrap just means to
take off the
wrapping paper, yeah. It doesn't have an abstract meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One last meaning of wrap up, and it's kind of a tip for the listeners as well. Do wrap up well, listeners, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, I appreciate it's your summer. But if you're in the Northern, so those of you who are lucky to be frequent eaters of la dulce de leche, Argentina, in the Southern Hemisphere, this does not apply to you because it's your summer. In the Northern Hemisphere, do wrap up well, because at Christmas time it's cold. Wear your scarves, your gloves. We don't want you to catch cold. Wrap up well. That means put on lots of clothes. Don't expose your skin.
Abrigarse.
Wrap up well. Abrigarse.
As my mother used to say, wrap up warm, Craig. It's cold outside.
She was wise. She was wise.
Wrap up warm.
That's it. That's my phrasal verb, wrap up, for today.
One last thing. Please remember, with wrap, there's a silent W. So it's W-R-A-P, to wrap up. Moving on to pronunciation. In English, we do not say each syllable with the same force, con la misma fuerza, or the same strength. In one word, we usually accentuate or stress one syllable. So we would say one syllable more loudly, más fuerte de los demás. Car has one syllable, so there's no problem, my car. But an example of a word with two syllables is hotel. Now, some Spanish speakers might pronounce that hotel, but we know the stress is on the second syllable. So it's hotel, hotel. A word like important, how many syllables does that have?
Three syllables.
Three syllables. Which one is stressed? Which one is strong?
The second one.
The second syllable. So important, important. It might help you to use the words The da is the strong syllable. So hotel would be da, hotel. Important, da. What about, let's look at one root word that has three different stress patterns or stress forms. Photograph, three syllables. First syllable stressed. Da, photograph. But a person who takes photographs is called a
photographer.
How many syllables?
Four syllables.
Four syllables. Which one is stressed?
This time it's the second syllable.
Absolutely. So, did photographer. Photographer. And the adjective?
Photographic.
Photographic. Four syllables. But this time the third syllable is stressed. Da-da-da-da. Photographic. So listen again to the different stresses. Da-da-da. Photograph. Da-da-da-da. Photographer. And da-da-da-da. Photographic. So it's important when you learn new vocabulary, listeners, it's important to mark the stress. If you look in a good dictionary, you'll see a small, very small line before the stressed syllable, like a small comma above the word to show you where to stress the word. And in some course books, in some English books, you may see a small box, you may see a circle, a small circle, a big circle where you stress the syllable, or a big box where you stress the syllable. So pay attention to that. And when you're writing new words in your vocabulary books, make sure you mark the correct stress. Reza, do you have a top tip for us this episode?
I do, a very quick tip. I thought I would try and relate it to Christmas. The festive season is a time when you should be relaxing, enjoying yourself. But that doesn't mean you can't practice your English a little bit. You can study a little bit. But let's do it in a nice way. My tip for you is spend the holiday season watching films in English.
That's a good idea.
In English, though, yeah. So what I recommend you do is this. First of all, watch the film with English sound and English subtitles.
In original version.
Original version English, sound and subtitles. Los subtítulos, what's written below. Pause whenever you like. Take notes, any new vocabulary. Stop, repeat the words. Try to copy the intonation, the stress, the pronunciation. Fine. Do that. Then watch it a second time. A little bit more, a little bit easier this time in English sound, but the Spanish subtitles. So now you can be sure, if you're a Spanish speaker, that with the Spanish subtitles, you definitely understand what they're saying. Because with English subtitles, you still might not have understood. But now with the Spanish subtitles and the English sound, you're definitely, hopefully, going to understand. Again, pause, take notes if you like. Write translations into Spanish if you really think it's helpful. Then listen a third time with English sound and English subtitles. But don't stop. Don't stop. Just watch the film. Enjoy it. There may still be one or two words you don't quite understand. Don't worry about that. Don't interrupt it. Watch it the whole way through. English subtitles and English sound the third time. It sounds like hard work, but believe me, you'll get a lot out of it. And by the time you get to the third listening, you'll be really happy with yourself that you understand an entire film. That's my main tip for today. And my other tip, what we said earlier, Craig's mum was right, is wrap up well.
Wrap up warm.
Don't be getting a cold. That's our most important tip for Christmas.
We don't want to start 2014 with a cold or in bed with the flu. So wrap up warm and take care of yourselves this Christmas time. So Reza, shall we wrap up this episode?
Yes, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
That's with a W. That's with a W. We're not going to sing. Rap with an R. No, rap with a W-R-A-P. It's a wrap.
There will be no Christmas rapping on this show. Remember, please give us a Christmas gift. Go to iTunes and give us some stars, some estrellas on our iTunes page so that more people can find this podcast. And also, if you have time, you could write un corto resumen. A short review on iTunes.
A critica.
Yeah. Resume.
Yeah. No, review. Review is critica.
Review is critica. Okay.
And resume is review. Okay. Ah, but you mean a review in the sense of what your opinion is?
What your opinion is.
I would write una opinión.
Una opinión.
Escribir una opinión for that review.
Please write your opinion on iTunes about this podcast. So, happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Same from me. Bye-bye.